Okay, it is 4 p.m., April 1st, 2025. I am calling Iowa City Council special forum meeting in order. Roll call, please.
Alter?
Here.
Burgess?
Here.
Harmson?
Here.
Mo?
Here.
Saleh?
Here.
Teague? Wyline?
Here.
Before we begin, I would like to take a moment to welcome our newest council members, Oliver Wyline. Oliver, we are very excited to have you here today. And your voice and perspective will be valuable in addition to this term as we continue working to serve our community. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Item 2A, proposed property tax. Public hearing on the proposed property tax levy in the proposed budget ending June 30th, 2026. I'm going to open the public hearing. And now we will hear from the staff, followed by the council question.
Hello, Nicole Davies, Finance Director. Good evening, Council. So today we have a hearing that is required by state law. I think it was passed 2 years ago now. We're required to have a special meeting just on the proposed property tax levy to take public comment. No action is taken at this meeting. So on the screen is our proposed property tax levy for FY26 and also compared to FY25. So just to note, the total property tax levy is not changing. It is flat from last year. We did slightly adjust the debt service levy and the employee benefits levy, but an offsetting decrease to the employee benefits levy, and then the offsetting increases to the debt service levy. Any questions?
Council, any question? Okay, at this time, I will open it to the public. And if you are here in person and you would like to comment on this item, you can come to the podium. And if you are online, please raise your hand. No one here and no one online. Oh, okay. Come over.
Hi, I'm Kay. I'm from Woodbury, and we received our tax notice of increase.
Can you just say your full name and sign in to?
Sign in?
Yes, and your full name, please.
Kay Orchard.
And the city you are from, yeah.
Iowa City.
Good, thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm a fairly new resident here. We moved here from Minnesota, and we are amazed by our tax, you know, volume here for what we get for our money. And this year we received our notice that increases our value of our house by over $20,000. And our neighbor received one that she moved into her house literally a year ago, and her taxes have gone up by $32,000. $32,000 on the price of her home in 1 year. And ours has gone up by $20,000. Our sister-in-law's gone up by $20,000. And I'm still just amazed by Johnson County's tax burden in this city for what we get. I still have to go to Coralville to go to a Target. I have a mall that's disintegrating called Sycamore Mall with the biggest potholes you can about drive your car into. And, you know, all of the businesses are leaving. Steindler's leaving. ACT is leaving. So I look at the quality of life for a house that I moved into 4 years ago. And I do must, you know, I like to take pride in the city I live in, but Iowa City as compared to places that are growing, like North Memorial, like Tiffin, West Branch, I'm just sort of concerned and asking you as our representatives to look at what this tax burden is getting us and if it's going to continue to draw people. For right now, if I had to make a choice, if I was moving here again, I would not move to Johnson County. I would definitely be looking at another place to live for what my taxes are getting me. I get fire engines, EMTs, good schools. The hospitals have moved to North Memorial. all of the shopping malls and things like that. So I'm just asking you as our representatives to be diligent in what we're getting for our money and for the fact that you are raising our taxes on something that is fairly consistent with no new improvements by $20,000 to $32,000 in a year's time. So I would hope you would look at this and be diligent in your spending for what you're asking us to pay. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Hello, I'm Dennis Orchard, and I retired 10 years ago, and we decided to move to Iowa City. And I ran a manufacturing plant. And I don't know how aggressive our procurement gets in Iowa City, but I always had to deal with customers, because I was in custom molding, deal with customers who said, okay, here's your business, but you will give us a 2% reduction in cost next year, 2% the next year, and 1% the next year. I'm just curious how our procurement works in Iowa City. And you might want to publish that. Maybe you do, and I'm not aware of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment? I see no one in person and no one online. I will go ahead and close the public hearing. And I think this is just to set up the public hearing. There is no discussion. Item number 3, adjourn. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Harmson.
Second, Alter.
Moved by Harmson, second by Alter. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Adjourn.